Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. We are getting ready for, let's just call it, all the shifting in the wind and the changes to come, because I truly feel like we've got some wind in our sails. I feel like we're going to be able to actually enforce the Constitution, even though we are fighting those who have for 60 years claimed and held their chests out proudly that they were the ones that were defending the Constitution. All along, we have watched the Constitution get chiseled away and torn apart by the communist movement within this country. I truly believe we are in the position where we will actually be able to defend the Constitution. Now, whether we're able to completely invoke Republic Review and get the federal government into compliance is another story. But I do believe that we will be at a point very soon where every state legislator will be getting notified, and when I say very soon, within probably the next 2-3 years, before Congress and all the factors are in play to where they can try to set aside the Constitution. And I'm saying this because they need the trifecta. They need to have at least the president and both houses of Congress, because I can tell you right now, they already have the court system. I was engaged with a person of the legal paradigm last night, somebody that believes in the law as it has been perverted by the lawyers and the good old boy system called the Bar Association. That this person said, well, you know, if you've got these problems, then why don't you invoke the judicial review process by throwing it into the federal court system? And I pointed out to the dolt that the federal court system doesn't even abide by the Constitution right from the get-go. And he was surprised. Excuse me. He was surprised. And he goes, how do you say that? And I go read the Constitution and look at the oath of the jurists. So his reply was, are you kidding me? Seriously? Me read the Constitution? Like he's too good for it. And I go, yes, go read what everybody in public service is supposed to state in their oath of office. Then go read the oath of a federal jurist. Nowhere will you find a federal judge that has to raise his arm to the square and say he will support the Constitution. Now, clearly, in Article 6, Section 3, the Constitution, I don't think it can be any clearer the way it is articulated here when it says the senators and representatives before mentioned and the members of the several state legislators and all executive and judicial officers, both of the United States and of the several states, shall be bound by oath or affirmation to support this Constitution. Not to make sure everybody gets a fair deal in the law. They're bound to support the Constitution, except the federal justices. They have made it so they don't have to. That's how they get away with driving their agenda. And as far as I'm concerned, that's criminal. As a matter of fact, I would recommend anybody, if you are going to step into a federal court, before your proceedings move forward, you need to have that justice put his hand on the Bible, raise his right arm to the square, and affirm and swear that he will support the Constitution, even though you know he won't. but that's what you have to demand. And if he won't do that, then he has no business sitting over your case, because bottom line, he's already biased. He's already biased against the Constitution. And so, as you can tell, you might be getting a day of ranting from me, because I am fit to be tied with a few things that I've seen, but I'm going to get into those a little bit later. First, let me tell you that this show is also sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. If you go to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org, that's where you'll find, right there on the home page, right there, the first page, will have the bullets that will give you the irrefutable argument why we need to do Republic Review. Below that are the bullets, or basically an outline that gives you the detailed instructions or the detailed descriptions of the Republic Review process. And below that, at the very bottom of the page, is a link to the visual model so you can see the model of Republic Review, what it does and how it works, how it flows, and so forth. I mean, how more transparent can we be in providing you that visual and the descriptions and everything else as to how this is going to happen? And that's the beautiful thing. I mentioned this in my writings, in my second book. I stated that we don't have to be secretive. We can actually show them where we're going, because there's nothing they can do to hide. There's nothing that they can do to obscure the facts or the truth. I have no fear of the truth. And so plowing forward, I believe we will have our day in court, or I should say our day of the court of the Republic calling for the federal government to comply. The show is also sponsored by republicreview.org. If you go there, you'll see that it's under construction and it's not up yet. And the reason it's not up yet is because I'm really reserving that for the states. So when the states actually start moving forward, I will turn this over to each of the states, so that each state will have its own page and be able to administer their own page and so forth, because I own that domain, and Republic Review will be the domain that you'll be able to go to and see what each state is doing and why and what and how they're doing it. As you can tell, just by what I'm telling you, you are listening to the only show of solutions. You're not listening to some, and I'm going to tell you, I'm really impressed with how well people articulate when they're facing, you know, the Democrats and so forth, and how they can just, you know, knock them down and put them down a peg or even kick them off the ladder. I'm really impressed. But at the end of the day, or when you boil it all down, when you finally get down to the essence of what they're doing, there's no solution. And that's sad. I mean, there's some good ideas as far as, yeah, well, we need to get smart. Well, everybody could say that. And as a matter of fact, everybody I know in the movement is all about trying to teach people, even myself. I am. How better can I teach you than actually reading the words of Madison, reading the words of Nicholas, reading the words of Iredell, Wilson, all of the framers that participated in the ratification debates and what they stated as to how we are to interpret these the Constitution as they sold it to the states. I tried to explain this to the dolt last night. The ratification debates are legal binding documents that the Federalists, as they explained what this meant in the Constitution, those are legally binding definitions, because the states used those definitions to accept this contract. Therefore, the states have every right to say, this is what you told us, and this is what we're going by. We're not going by all of this smoke and mirrors crap anymore. And so that's a beautiful thing, my friends, when people start really getting to that point and they're going, you know, this is a bunch of smoke and mirrors. Now, just so you know, when you go out and you're not able to sit down at your desk, write this number down. Put this into your cell phone, 605-562-4209. That is the Red State Listen Line. Now, it's not you calling in. You're not going to be sitting in a queue. It's just your ability to actually dial in and listen to the conversation. You'll be able to listen to this show and any other Red State talk show that you like. This is our dial-in listen number, okay? Now, one of the things I'm hoping to do today, and I'm going to try to get into this. I want to actually start cracking open the security risks with buying tech from China. This will probably take, more than the time I have today, so it'll probably span over 2 days. And if I don't get into it today, we will dive into it in our next show. However, some things I do need to get into and I need to dive into, and I don't want to gloss over anything today. I kind of have been glossing over a lot of things the past couple of weeks. So let me first start with this. Thank you for tuning in. As you tune in and as you poke people in the eye and say, if you're not listening to the solution, then you're a part of the problem. Because we need to get people on board with this message so that we can start driving this message, bubbling it up to your state legislators. So I can tell that I'm actually out of time. And so I won't be able to do any groveling until we come back. But I do want to, say it once again, thank you for tuning in, and we will be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. And so, like I said, I told you I'd have to get into the groveling when we get back. I do want you to know, if you are a coffee drinker, we have an excellent house blend that you will love. And they will be offering both beans and grind, so you can do the grinding yourself as you enjoy it. So some people don't necessarily drink a lot of coffee, but they do like grinding their own beans and having that fresh brewed taste. I get it. So with that, I will just basically put it out there that we will be offering this. We'll be sending you to a link to this company. Their e-commerce presence is eBay. Instead of using Amazon, which usually takes 30% or what have you, eBay seems to be the least expensive for them. And so what we'll do is if you go to our website starting next week, we will have a link that'll take you straight to the eBay page. And that way you can start getting your Joe on. This is awesome tasting Joe. And as far as, you know, I don't drink as I love coffee. It just gives me a headache when I can't drink it. So I just avoid the headaches and not drink it at all. Because there's too many times where I don't like centering my life around anything. So anyway, but if you are one of those that don't have that type of reaction, you love your coffee, you love that grind, then I would suggest trying this at least. Get yourself a pound of Red State coffee and you will be able to pipe in. And, you know, what we want to do is start getting some of your comments and so forth. And as I've told you before, we are going to be putting in a comment line so that anybody and everybody will be able to just dial in and sound off. If it's really good, even if it's negative, as long as it's not a long rant, and as a matter of fact, there will be a time limit, but as long as it's not a long rant, we'll probably even play it. Whether it be just for the sheer entertainment value or what have you. But we do want to try to include your perspective. With that, let me also state that there's many ways you can help. You can get involved. If you cannot allow, as you start looking at all of these things that are going on, you cannot allow these things to continue. The only thing that'll stop these things from continuing is not Trump. It's not going to be the Supreme Court. It's not going to be any politician. It's going to be us. We're going to have to stop this. I can't emphasize that anymore. Let me just say this as well, that if you want to get involved and you want to commit to making the relevant change that needs to be made in getting our federal government back into compliance to the Constitution, send me a note, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. Okay? There's other ways you can get involved, but one of the ways you can get involved is with us directly. We'll help you lead. And as a matter of fact, I still highly recommend you join the Constitution Club because then you know who's in your state, who else is involved, and how you can work with them as well. You have a direct connection to people in your state that you didn't know. There's thousands of people in the Constitution Club already. So there's a great likelihood that you'll find other people. And if you have friends, it doesn't cost anything at this point in time. So get involved. And even if Keith Broders finally listens to me and says, hey, charge people $1 a year or, you know, $12, $1 a month, $12 a year. That's nothing. That's nothing to be able to get involved and actually help with solving the problem instead of sitting here being the uh-oh squad and watching everything happen and going, uh-oh, that's not good. So anyway, and that's an old reference to a Gary Larson. I believe it was, who's the guy that did The Far Side? His last name was Larson. But anyway, he used to have these little cartoons and sometimes he would refer to all these people coming around an accident where a kid fell off the bike. Bunch of people in the circle going, uh-oh, that was the uh-oh squad. Anyway, the other organization that I would recommend you getting involved with would be Our First Right. They are pushing to get representation down to 50,000 people per Congress representative or just, House representative. And so if you understand what we're talking about, that takes away the power of the few and gets it out there to where you have a better chance of being represented. We've already pointed out that there are plenty of illegal aliens that are already represented. We've got to fix this. We need to start demanding citizenship and identifying how many states really deserve so much representation, because California has way too much. I think that they're getting 10 extra representatives just due to illegal aliens. I'm just guessing and doing some beer math here. Do the math yourself. I mean, there was a study done by MIT and Yale that stated that there were at least 20 million illegal aliens in America. And that was done, I think, in 2017, 2016. It was just a couple of years ago. And they're not accounting for the fact, because I remember, I believe it was 2008 or even before then, before Obama was elected, where we were talking about how many illegals were in America. And at that point in time, they were saying that we were somewhere between 20 and 30 million. So what's the real number? I'm going to venture to say we're probably close to 30 or 40 million illegals out there. And you have to understand that their children and everybody else that has come over the past, you know, since the 2008, there's a good likelihood, because it's been 10 years, it's a good likelihood that they may be in the electoral process now. They are giving away your country by giving away citizenship. And you've got to start standing up, and we need to get that better representation. OurFirstRight.org. Go check them out. As you know, Constitution Day is rapidly approaching. Pretty soon I'll be saying, hey, it's next week, even though it's a few months away. What are you going to do? Are you having the conversation, hey, let's do something for Constitution Day as a community, as a group, as a body? Anyway, you should at least by yourself read the Constitution. I've already thanked you, and I can't thank you enough for tuning in. Keep getting the word out. As our numbers keep going up, we're loving it, okay? We're loving it. So with that, I will say this, that as I go through the news, and I always say this, there is really no sign. And there, if you're expecting a sign, it's not going to be there. The federal government, it is counter to the growth of a body to try to cut its limbs off that it believes are it, or it believes are rightful limbs that they have. The federal government is not going to be able to do what they have to do until they're forced to do it. It's almost like getting a child. A child is not going to start behaving until the parent stands up and starts acting as the enforcer. So what we have to do is we've got to get the parents, the states, to stand up and get the child, the federal government, to start behaving and abiding by the Constitution. So with that, the only way we're going to be able to do that is getting you and everybody else that you know in your state to succinctly articulate this message to your state legislators, that they need to start demanding compliance. There's that word. It's a very powerful word. And go ahead and say it with me. Compliance. Get the federal government into compliance. And with that, we would have almost every single one of our problems would go away. Now, I don't know how many people are planning on going to the Red Pill Expo out there in Hartford, Connecticut, but it is a must-attend event. If you're a conservative, this is a great way to get involved and meet others. Shoot, go out there and meet with people and actually start asking people, hey, are you in the Constitution Club? Get yourself in there so that you can actually start seeing what you have and the resources you have available in there. All sorts of videos by Keith and so forth. It's an excellent platform. Get in there. Go to the Red Pill Expo. Start meeting people and start working with like-minded people, because I want you to know something. Most people that are, you know, jonesing for a fix, you know, you go to work and you're working with all these liberals and you go, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is going on. Well, it is going on, but you're not alone. There are lots of other people that share your sentiments. And the only way you're going to find these people is by getting out there and getting involved. And Red Pill Expo is a great place to go and get involved. I haven't looked yet, and I will go because they're probably putting the information out now. And we will be talking to G. Edward Griffin next week. But I'm here to tell you that the VIP and any type of access, additional access, you will love it. You will actually be swimming in, you know, information and new networks and so forth. So with that, let me kind of move on. And as I realize, I've got basically less than a half a minute left. So what I'm going to get into real quick, because it, you know, hit the news last night. Maybe before that, I don't know what the news cycle is, but I know Bezos has tried to weigh in on the big retailers, and he thinks he's going to be swinging his big stick. And there's some truth behind this. There's a backstory that everybody needs to keep in context. Whenever you hear about Amazon and Bezos, you need to have this backstory and understand why he is where he is. But with that, you're going to have to stay tuned to hear that. So please stay tuned, and we'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
Okay, so Bezos weighed in just recently in trying to get all of his competitors to match his increase to $15 for the minimum wage. It seems like a really noble idea, doesn't it? I'm here to tell you that Bezos had an unfair advantage. What Bezos had done in setting up his business was he had the federal government subsidize him and allow him to set up an architecture to where he now has all sorts of advantages. You have to understand, Amazon, they're finally actually bidding and having a competitive contract out there for Amazon and Microsoft over the government's cloud. But the years prior to this, Amazon has been getting away with murder because they had a no-bid contract in providing cloud services to the government. Even more repugnant is the fact that Amazon has allowed all government information, whether regardless of its classification,
to be stored in the same cloud because they had these compartments that they're able to. You know what? Anybody that understands the separation and the importance of separation of classifications and data has just allowed Amazon to put all their eggs, all the government's eggs, in one basket, which means that anybody working in there could easily make a mistake. Anybody working in there now has access to things that they may not need access to. It's kind of that concept, if you understand Windows, Active Directories, and so forth. If you pull in, you know, all of these different operating groups and you pull them into your domain, whoever has the keys to the forest has access to every leaf of information. And that, to me, is a very scary thing. You have to have a very full knowledge of what this data is, why it exists, and so forth, and why it has to be protected. Generalizing stuff is always the road to ruin, especially when it comes to national security. But the most important thing here, what Bezos is trying to do, he's trying to marginalize the fact that he has been subsidized by the government for how many years? I think it was well over 10 years that the Amazon was in existence without making a profit. In other words, they were in the red for a long time. Everybody knows this. Why? Why was the government allowing them to exist as a publicly traded company and not have a profit? Why were they able to maintain their position on an exchange that had laws or governing policies that said, if you're not profitable, then you are delisted? Interesting, right? So Amazon is one of those little tech babies that basically came out of the government. There was an agreement, just like Facebook. Go read the article regarding DARPA and Facebook. Facebook, DARPA has had its fingers within Facebook since the beginning. If you want to get stunned on the government's involvement in Facebook, which means that all of these things that Facebook has been doing in trying to push and allowing Russia and trying to push a very political slant on people and having policies in protecting a very specific political ideology, the left and communism, then you got to ask yourself, what the heck's going on? Our government has been working ardently in trying to get rid of the Constitution, but maintain itself and its control over you. Don't let them fool you. The one thing that's protecting us and the one thing that can force them back into their box is that Constitution. I've been teaching you this whole time. And this is very, very important. Now, before I go into some of these other things, I want to go into another Facebook conversation that I've noticed. I saw an individual, and let me be clear. I believe that out of all these different entities, I believe that there's lots of good underlings or people that are down in the trenches that are patriots. They want to see something happen. They don't have this agenda. They just have been convinced that this is the way to go. And that is my opinion of these people in the, you know, that are supporting the convention. Even leaders in the Convention of States Project, I have found, even though they kind of understood and they knew, but they didn't really understand to the level that once I talk to them, they get to that space. They get to that position of going, oh my gosh, wow, I did not know this. And the lights turn on and they realize that it's not about trying to change the Constitution. It's not about adding words. It is about enforcing it. Now, there's other organizations that we've talked about, the John Birch Society, Eagles Forum, and you know, all these others. Some of them, and like I said, the Eagles Forum is awesome because they are not a groupthink organization. Actually, every single president is able to, it has latitude at each state level to, you know, do the things that they believe is important. Now, as a body, they've all worked together to maintain a succinct position and a, you know, a concise direction. But I will say this, that, you know, the groupthink with the John Birch Society and other groups that have groupthink like that, that have been around a long time. And I've said this before. Here's an organization, and there are other organizations that are out there that have, you know, tried to champion supposedly anti-communist positions. Well, look at how close we are to communism. We've got a state-ran education system. We have a state-ran healthcare system. We have state-ran welfare. We have state-ran housing. We have state-ran agriculture. How much closer could we be? I mean, even our free market is strangled by regulations of the federal government. So how much closer can we get to communism under the watch of like the John Birch Society, these other organizations? I'm putting aside the Eagle Forum. I'm here to tell you that if you were going to give them a grade like a teacher at school, and your options are A, B, C, D, or F, I don't know. I there's no way they deserve a C because we've continually slid and slid and slid. I would probably say that they deserve a D at best, and as far as I'm concerned, if you're a stern grader, they would deserve an F. We have gone way too far into communism, and the reason is because, and it's this is what I've learned over this past 6 months, a year, about controlled opposition. I have believed that there have been evil players that have been moving our government. And as you see the deep state, you can understand that the deep state does exist and they're moving us in a very specific direction. Why would those same players not try to infiltrate these supposed, air quotes, supposed good player organizations that have groupthink or what have you, to hold them into a position where they become moot? They just seem to have high rancor. They use lots of hyperbole, and they all attack very well. And you can talk to anybody that's dealt with any of these organizations. They will tell you that they're like attack dogs. They will, you know, bring somebody else. They actually function like the controlled opposition. They act like a controlled opposition because they will try to control you just the way I believe they've been controlled. And they use the exact same tactics. This is an indictment, my friends. This is an indictment that we all need to be very concerned about. Because as I engage and I'm looking at this post of some attack dogs going after somebody that was saying, the Article 5 Convention is the way to defending the Constitution. I do not agree with that. And these individuals from these different organizations who have stood up and said, hey, the Article 5 Convention is not defending the Constitution. It's attacking it and it'll make it vulnerable and so forth and so on. They're absolutely right. But what they're not saying is how to enforce the Constitution. And I'm telling you, it's not by joining their organizations because they do not have a process of enforcement. They don't even have a process of having states rescind their Article 5 conventions like Republic Review does. And I believe that's one of the reasons why the Eagles Forum is looking at this as really a viable alternative for the Article 5 in actually standing up against these folks and pointing out, hey, you are asking to open up the Constitution instead of enforcing it. This is the process of enforcing the Constitution. If you want to put your mouth, you know, if you want to put your money where your mouth is, then why don't you shut up and get behind Republic Review, use your organization to enforcing first. Then let's have the conversation of possible amendments once we actually get the government back into compliance. And there's that word again, my friends, compliance. I don't even have enough time to say, let's say it with me, compliance, because I'm out of time for this segment. So when we come back, I'm going to get into a few other little things, the Me Too movement and Johnny Depp and so forth. But I'm here to tell you that it's time we actually start thinking for ourselves and no longer allowing groupthink to constrain us. We will be right back after these two promos. Folks, Red State Talk Radio has brought back its monthly newsletter. I know everyone gets a lot of emails, but this is not a daily or weekly newsletter. It's a monthly newsletter. So you will not be overwhelmed with a plethora of emails from Red State Talk Radio. Come on, it's only once a month. I'll be contributing a constitutional perspective to one of the current issues to help everyone see an alternative perspective, or what I believe would be a framer's perspective regarding the issue, to help us maintain a constitutional paradigm. I will also provide information regarding a significant historical context to the time of year so that we can remember our history, so we will not be doomed to repeat the inevitable failings from forgetting our past and origins. Just go to Red State Talk Radio and sign up for the newsletter. This way you can get a focused view of what is going on in the Republic as well as what is going on at Red State Talk Radio. Thank you. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. And so one of the things I think it's important to go through, I want to make sure I'm very, very clear that all people in organizations are not all bad. I know I really lay heavy on the FBI. I know that it goes a lot farther, the deep state goes a lot farther down than what many people are asserting. But I will also say that there are good people. There are people that, you know, really they want to do their job, they want to do it right, and they're, you know, trying their best to leave their biases at home. Even though I'm telling you, everybody is ideologically wired, it's impossible to do that. I think that there are some people that do a pretty good job at doing that. But that being said, what is really important is that I just want to make sure that everybody understands that I may rail on some of these organizations, such as the John Birchers or the Convention of States Project. And so what I'm trying to convey is that all of them aren't bad. But when you're dealing with a group think organization and they, you know, expect you to think a certain way, that becomes problematic. That's problematic in any business, unless that thinking a certain way is the customer is always right or what have you. But when it becomes confrontational, or when it becomes a form of misinformation, it becomes very dangerous. And so we have to put things into context. So what I want to do as we move forward is what I want to do is talk about narcissists as well as some other issues. And so, Mr. Narcissus himself, let me tell you who he is. This is Mr. Comey. Mr. Comey, the director of the FBI, former director of the FBI. He's the classic Mr. Narcissus. And he's Mr. Narcissus because he cannot keep himself from injecting himself into the entire process. First off, you were fired. Go away. Don't just go away. Go away mad if you want. Print your own book, but get out of the matter. And as a matter of fact, I honestly believe what he's trying to do is he's trying to obfuscate everything that he's done and the things he's trying to cover up. And so the fact that he just recently came out and said that the electronic surveillance is not spying, then apparently America, we're stupid. Apparently we just don't have the understanding of the vernacular that he uses. He's so smart. He's got us in this death meld in using these really tricky words with multiple syllables and so forth. But you know what? Guess what? We can actually look up the word surveillance. And when you go to the Cambridge Dictionary, what does it say? The careful watching of a person or place, especially by the police or army, because of a crime that has happened or is expected. The word spying means a person employed by a country or organization to secretly gather and report information from another country or organization. So here's a question to find out. And was this really spying or just surveillance? The only way to really differentiate whether it was spying or surveillance, because you can have a surveillance camera and they have them in stores that are very visible. And it is considered, you know, it's one of those things that you see obviously and you go, okay, that's a deterrent. There you go. It is an obvious deterrent to keep people from doing bad things. Well, so that's the obvious thing. But what if the person doesn't know? So was this surveillance of, you know, that they were doing on Trump, the Trump campaign and everything else, was this public knowledge? And even more importantly, was this gathering of information known to the individuals and organizations that was having this information gathered upon them? What is sure is it sure seems to me like it was a secret. And Comey just confessed, if you put it all together, he just confessed to political spying, which is probably the most abhorrent for anybody that is in public service, especially in that type of position. I use the word abhorrent. It's repugnant. There you go. Anyway, to me, it seems as though the reason Mr. Narcissus is injecting himself into this process is because he's trying his best to be the darling of the left. And I think he's doing this for a political reason. And I believe he's buying his future pardon from the next communist destroyer who wants and or actually can finally obtain the office of president. Why? Because he knows that that president can pardon him and he's going to be earning that pardon. But I believe that the reason he's really doing this during the, and actually if you look, because go back to the election, I believe he was even hedging his own bets during the election. That's one of the reasons why he kind of changed things, because I think they knew that there was a change in the outcome of the election and why he came back and made comment to make it look like he really wasn't that biased and, oh yeah, there's this thing going on with Hillary still. I honestly believe that he should be tried for treason, and I believe that he will get convicted. And instead of life in prison, I believe that he should be punished by the letter of the law of treason so that he's dangling at the end of a rope. In other words, he should be hanged. Let's see him get pardoned from the grave. You know, so I've actually seen it where progressives have gone out and posthumously tried to immortalize people for, former communist leaders and so forth. Rosa Parks is a good example. She was a communist leader. She was also a civil rights leader, but those two intersected and the ends justified her means of what she was trying to do. Anyway, let me get into this one little facet for you, because this is another part of the Me Too movement. And as we know, Johnny Depp is out there and his former girlfriend, wife, or what have you. I don't know. I don't follow Hollywood. Apparently he's having to walk the plank. And there is this huge philosophy that I want to share with you, because this has been around for a long, long time. I would ask you to read Deuteronomy 19. 16, 17, 18, and 19. And the verses say this: if a false witness rise up against any man to testify against him that which is wrong, verse 17, then both the men between whom the controversy is shall stand before the Lord, before the priests and the judges, which shall be in those days. And the judges shall make diligent inquisition. And behold, if the witness be false witness and hath testified falsely against his brother, then shall ye do unto him as he had thought to have done unto his brother. So shalt thou put the evil away from among you. And I think that is the best way to handle this. This is the way to go after those people. If you've got legitimate charges, bring them forward. But if you can't prove these things, and all you're trying to do is smear somebody or something like that, then I think we need to start, giving the equal type of punishment to those who bear false witness. There's another huge injustice that's going on, and this is happening in New York. And something that you've definitely probably heard of is that the New York Dems have blocked tuition aid for Gold Star kids. Now, the Gold Star kids are those who, has had a parent and or somebody in the family that has, because it's a Gold Star family, right? And they actually say Gold Star kids. So this means that their father or mother was killed in action. And so if you understand that, what the Dems have just done is basically slap these kids in the face for their parent who has given the ultimate sacrifice. Are we heading back towards the Vietnam era of disrespecting those who serve? But here's the worst thing about this. They're denying Gold Star kids any type of tuition aid, but they're approving free aid for Dreamers. Are you kidding me? Really? So, I don't know how to top that. I don't write these things myself. As you know, these things actually come on their own accord. There's one other thing that I think is worth noting, and I can spend a little bit more time on this because really I'm out of time. But I will just say this, that there's nothing good coming out of China. I don't care what we're doing over there. There's nothing good coming out of it. Today, it has been reported that scientists have put human genes. Remember, we've talked about China editing the genes and editing DNA. So they've had scientists in China. They're going down the path of Hitler and Germany and some of the horrific scientific things that they have done. And so the scientists have put a human gene into the monkey just to make them smarter and more human-like. I want you to understand this. And by the way, this is another G. Edward Griffin need to know news. If you want to get these stories that are being suppressed, you really need to sign up. And this is what he says. Chinese scientists have used gene editing to make the brains of monkeys more human-like by editing the human version of a gene known as MCPH1 into the macaques. And the gene made the monkey's brains develop along more of like a human in the timeline. They are hacking our society and they're doing really evil things. There's nothing good coming from China. So next show, we will get into the real dangers of buying tech and the risks you take in buying tech from China. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the Republic and we need your help. God bless. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.